Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys, and they remain for college football. It is week 8 in college football, week 7 in the NFL tomorrow. We're already underway with Thursday night and that ugly massacre. But it is Saturday Tailgate with your boy JC, Brother Love, Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3, worldwide on the ESPN app, and also on any and all smart speakers. Just tell it, play ESPN West Palm. Joined once again by the producer of this Saturday morning experience, Damian Perez. ¿Qué pasó?
Good morning.
You got to turn your mic on, my friend. You got to put your mic on. I know it's all new, this radio thing.
Good morning.
There it is. Certainly still morning for one of us now, Ed.
Yes, sir.
How are you? You figured it out? Y'all good?
I did, and I'm ready to start this great Saturday of games.
We'll get started. We got great games in college football today, and we will get started immediately because that's what we do around here. It is time to run the slate on this college football Saturday, a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday here on Saturday Tailgate with JC. How about noon today? The number 6 Miami Hurricanes at Louisville. Canes laying 5 points on the road. This one's on ABC. 3:30, Notre Dame, the 12th ranked Fighting Irish, on the road at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, a 10-point home dog. That game's on ESPN. You ever been to Georgia Tech? You ever been on that campus?
I have not.
In Atlanta, it's right next to the Varsity. So you don't know the Varsity. Famous hot dog spot.
I've actually never been to Atlanta in general.
The Varsity, they're kind of rude to you. They're like, what do you want? Go. What are you ordering? It looks like you walked into 1965. The prices are like 1985. It's hot dogs, it's fries, it's chili fries. Very simple. It's outstanding. Outstanding. 3:30 today, the 7th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide travels to Knoxville. Good old Rocky Top. Tennessee, the 11th-ranked Volunteers. This is a great matchup. 7-11. If you're feeling lucky, these are your numbers. Tennessee, a 3-point home dog to the Alabama Crimson Tide. This one on ABC. 3:30 today, the 24th now-ranked Michigan Wolverines with a 2-loss record on their season at the number 22-ranked Fighting Illini. The Illini, a 4-point home dog. Is that correct? Can that be accurate? This game's on CBS. 7 o'clock tonight, primetime window on ESPN. This one is interesting. LSU, the 8th-ranked Tigers at Arkansas. And yet LSU is only a 2.5-point favorite on the road. Something seems a little fugazi about this line, Damian. Something's a little fishy. LSU, we know what they went through last week. By the way, what was last Saturday maybe the greatest Saturday in college football history? You had those big matchup games. You had those big teams. Those games going to overtime. Those games going back and forth. Overtime. What a Saturday for college football.
Great Saturday, but looking at this slate, this one could compete with last Saturday.
It might, or it might be a huge disappointment. Arkansas, just a 2.5-point home dog to LSU. Something in that line tells me Vegas either wants everybody to take LSU because they know something, or Arkansas wins this game outright.
I honestly see a lot of points in this game. I think it'll be a high-flying offensive game.
Really? 56.5 is the over-under, so guess who agrees with you? The sports books in Las Vegas do. You're a smart man, Damian Perez. And then the big game tonight. We isolate the big game. It gets his own music. The big game on this Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday is 7:30 on ABC. The Georgia Bulldogs, the number 5 team in the country, at the number 1 ranked Texas Longhorns. Texas, a 5-point favorite. Have I taught you anything about the number 5 when it comes to football betting?
I believe you said it's fugazi.
It's a little fugazi. It's a little screwy. It's a little fake. It's not real. When you see the number 5 in a point spread, historically, and I've been doing this for 30 years, something ain't right. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. Remember that old soundbite? I got it right here. Listen to this. Ready? Ready for this?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Something ain't right. The line is 5. Texas, a 5-point favorite to Georgia. There's a lot at stake here in the big game on Saturday Tailgate with JC. Here's what. Georgia loses. They've got 2 losses. It may be really hard for them to get back in a conference championship game. And if so, they may miss the playoff altogether, even though it's a 12-team field. Texas, the number one team. I get it. Georgia loses at Bama, top 5. They would lose if they do at Texas tonight. And that means 2 losses, but to teams inside the top 5. Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback, the senior, he will be the best quarterback this Texas defense, and in particular secondary, has seen so far this season. This is a real test of who and what Texas is defensively. Keep in mind that defense, Texas, they've allowed 3 touchdowns. They've allowed 3 touchdowns all season. They're allowing 6.33 points per game this season.
Incredible.
They're special. But this is a real check. This is one of those find out who you are, what you are. And for Carson Beck, he's in a good spot. By the way, this Georgia team has been ranked in the top 10 for 57 consecutive polls. That's what's on the line heading into tonight in Austin at 7:30 on ABC. Your thoughts, Damian?
My thoughts are this is Carson Beck is probably the best quarterback Texas will face, but this is not the same Carson Beck.
So far this season, right?
Texas is not a team that blitz too much and they still apply pressure. Georgia is actually very good against the blitz. So I believe in this game, Texas being the home team, being the favorite, being number 1, honestly, Texas beating Georgia and blowing them out. I really do.
Blowing them out.
I do. I said it last week about the Lions in Dallas.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Yes, it did. What else did you say, though, last week? What else did you say that didn't happen?
I had some good calls last week.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I can't remember your calls, but I know that you were right a couple spots. I thought about you on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Carson Beck, Georgia, the number 5 team in the land. They are in that rare position of being an underdog. How often has this Georgia team been an underdog? Remember, at Bama, they were the road favorite. You wonder how this works for motivation for Kirby Smart. You wonder if he says, fellas, I'm going to make it real simple. The world has given up on you. They've written you off. The odds makers have written you off. The media's written you off. This is disrespect. This says not only are you guys expected to lose, you're expected to lose by 5 points. They don't believe anymore. They think you're done. That's the motivation on this end. And for Texas, Quinn Ewers last week comes back, throws at INT, say, hey, Texas, very talented team, but this is their first real test against a legitimate program.
Yeah, absolutely. Ewers did not have a good first half last week. He got the rust out of the way.
Yeah.
Second half, he looked great, and I think that's going to move on to this game as well.
By the way, the big game presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire, SLBT.com, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Did you know they've been doing this longer than any of us have been alive? By any of us, I mean just me or Damian. They got 18 total car care centers, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. They are family-owned business. Listen, I've been with you guys on the radio here in South Florida since 1999. It's 25 years. I actually got my first oil change from St. Lucie Battery and Tire in 1998, before I even went on the air here on the radio. It comes down to accountability. It comes down to just honest decency. And St. Lucie Battery and Tire, that's how they do business. They've been taking care of families through the math, 3 generations now. Because somebody's dad is now, I mean, if you were a dad when they started up in 1970, God willing, you're still with us, right? But you've had children who've had children since. They know your vehicle, what it needs and what it doesn't. They're not looking to find ways to charge you more money and find things that are wrong. The opposite. St. Lucie Battery and Tire understands your car is your single biggest investment outside of your home, and they want it to run better and last longer and save you money over the course of its existence. If you need oil changes, they get you in and out faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your car. They got batteries for everything. Side-by-sides, golf carts, you name it. And of course, tires in the name. constantly recognized as a top independent tire dealer anywhere in the country. I'm telling you, I always try to hook the people up with good people that are going to take care of you at St. Lucie Battery and Tire. SLBT.com. Again, 18 total car care centers from West Palm to the Treasure Coast. They handle anything and everything, major, minor service and repairs. Just pop in or go to SLBT.com. The big story this past week, Max Crosby, the rumors. Would he get traded? Would he go to Detroit? Before we found out what we found out Friday with further updates, obviously here, we know this. Max Crosby said something that kind of skated by most of the media. Max Crosby is the face of the Las Vegas Raiders. He's their best player. He's their biggest star. And by the way, you understand, Damian, those things aren't necessarily the same thing. You can be the biggest star, but not the best player, correct?
Absolutely. And like you said, he's a combination of both. You
know, he's the rare spot where it's your biggest star and your best player.
And he's a great character, a leader in the locker room, a guy that people look up to. So he's just a very valuable player to the organization, I would say.
He is, but he's from Michigan. And he follows Michigan Detroit Lion podcasts and teams on Instagram. And he actually went on a podcast and said, if the Raiders were off the table, where would you want to be? And he thought about it, knew he shouldn't say anything, knew he shouldn't answer. And then he answered anyway, and he said, the Lions. But take a listen to what he said this past Thursday when asked about his situation with the Las Vegas Raiders in light of the fact Detroit needs exactly what he does. And Detroit is the team he dreamed of growing up to play for one day, and he went to Eastern Michigan. Listen to exactly what Max Crosby said on his situation in the NFL. Listen close, because this is fascinating.
You know, I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. So, you know, I don't know whatever that means, but yeah, I'm here to win now. And wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win. So that's all that matters to me.
That's all that matters to me. I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win now, wherever that may be. And then he smiles and laughs. I don't know what that means. He realizes he said something he shouldn't have, but he also let the people know, I'm not here, meaning in the league, to be part of a rebuild, which is exactly what they're doing in Las Vegas. I'm here to win now. I want to win now. When he said, wherever that may be, that let everybody know. This whole thing about me being a Raider for life, I can do that in my heart. But if they're not trying as hard as I am, if they're not working as hard as I am, no offense, but I'm 27 years old. This is my window. This is my time. Let me go home. Let me be a Lion. Let me compete at the level, because I'm here. I do the work. Let me compete for a Super Bowl. That's a dangerous thing, what he just said.
Absolutely. And I mean, the timing of it all is impeccable, because as we know, the Lions actually lost one of their best edge, but one of their best players in
general.
Well,
yeah, that's what I said, replacing Aiden Hutchinson, right.
So the timing is just impeccable. And like you said, Max Crosby is a player who's in the trenches every single down. He's a player.
He's a game changer.
Gives it all.
He's a generational game changer.
Standards are very high. So I mean, I agree with him. The Raiders are not going in the direction that he should be going in.
But this is not what you should be saying publicly. You understand? And by the way, we know that Mark Davis has his new best friend. He always wanted Tom Brady to be his best friend, and now he's got him as a minority owner. So maybe, just maybe, even though Davis should publicly say, don't forget, earlier this week, he said, not going to happen as far as Max Crosby. Well, and then we know this. Ryan Clark on the ESPN NFL Live set, talking about the possibility then of the Raiders trading in Max Crosby, said this. Listen.
And I don't believe that every team or many teams will be willing to give away their identity, exactly, which is what you will be asking from Max Crosby and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, he's the face. He is literally the identity. He's not just the name. I put it to you like this, Damian. Teams need somebody to be on the cover of the game program. They need somebody to be on the ticket stub, the old days of paper tickets. When you see a promo for a game, when they say, for example, ESPN Monday Night Football, they say the Raiders. Whose picture are they putting up?
Max Crosby.
Things were so bad in New England the last couple of years that whose face did they put on the screen when they had a Patriot game? Was it Mac Jones?
Zeke?
No. But it was Bill Belichick. The last couple of years, when you have your coach as the face that you put up there for the promo. Think about that. The Raiders are Max Crosby. He's their identity, not just in name and in brand, but also in style of play. They go as he goes. He is that organization, or maybe was, we might soon say. Meanwhile, Tom Brady, as we mentioned, Tom Brady being the new best friend of Mark Davis, he now has two jobs. He's paid $375 million by Fox in a 10-year deal to be the top analyst on the NFL game broadcasts. But also now, he and his partners bought in for $220 million to get a piece of minority ownership of $220 million buys you 5%, buys you 5 to 10% of an NFL. Think about that.
That's incredible.
It's insane what it used to be. Tom Brady now has the two jobs. And with the new role as an NFL minority owner, there's a lot that he can't do for his $375 million job. Brady's restrictions being an NFL broadcaster include he's not allowed to be in the other team's facilities. Well, then how do you go do your stuff? Well, guess what? He's not permitted to witness practice. So as being the top game analyst, remember, Fox is going to have the Super Bowl this year. Tom Brady's the analyst on the game, but he can't be at practice. You're not permitted to attend broadcast production meetings, either in person or virtually. It's literally his job. He is going to be broadcasting, but he can't go to the show prep meeting. Prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs. So that means he can't say, that's a bad call, that's a bad decision, what is the coach thinking? That means he can't say, terrible call. That means he can't say, I think he got it wrong. Can't do any of that. It also means he's subject to NFL's gambling policy. That's no big deal. And subject to NFL's anti-tampering policy. We got a problem, except one thing. You know, people don't realize Brady's been operating under these stipulations since August. Since Tom Brady went on the, it's not like suddenly he's going to sound different tomorrow. He's been operating under this. Remember when he started and we thought, boy, he sounds tentative. Boy, why is he not criticized? Well, now we're reminded why. Because he's not allowed to. All this makes sense. But here's the thing. Brian Baldinger, who played the game and has been a broadcaster for the last 30 years, says, you know, Tom's limitation on the air is a problem. It's going to be a real problem. Listen.
You have to be critical. It's expected. Fans don't want to hear about a watered down. I just think it's going to sound watered down if you can't be critical when you need to or reveal information that you might normally have gleaned from being around, let's just say, in this Kansas City.
So what it means is you can't be what you're supposed to be. You can't do what you're being paid to do, and that is be critical and to question and to attend the meetings and to go to practice. But with that, keep in mind, just because Tom Brady can't go to the production meetings, can't attend practice, doesn't mean that somebody else can't. Others will. It's like in college when somebody took notes for you, when you get briefed. You know, the President of the United States doesn't know everything. People come and tell them everything that they need to get briefed on. Brady will get briefed, but it also means that Brady won't be able to do this as good as he could do this if he wasn't an NFL owner. And we know this about Tom Brady. He's a perfectionist. He works harder than anybody to be as best he can at anything. But the problem is he's now got to bite his tongue and second guess and be very cautious. And what this tells me is that Tom Brady's future as a broadcast analyst is very, very small. And what it tells me is that Tom Brady's future and his desires are to be an NFL owner. And sure, he'll give back the money. He doesn't need the money. The money's not the issue. The issue is, what do you really, really want to do? And it kind of feels like being the broadcaster was the backup plan in case the ownership thing didn't go through. Is what it feels like to me. Coming up when we return, sports betting reporter from CBS Sports, Ben Fox, will join us with line movement, with insight on where the money is this weekend in college and NFL football action. But first, are you hungry? Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown. I call it fried perfection. Have you ever had chicken tenders made of USDA tenderloin? Have you? That's a part of the chicken, you know. That's how Bud's does it. They don't just take some breast meat fried up called a tender like the other places do. Family owned, family operates 1957. Six locations, Palm Beach County. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County by you, the people. The greatest fish sandwich you've ever had in your life. And by the way, all of the sides. Get yourself some of the creamy mac and cheese. The coleslaw. That potato salad is unbelievable. House-made sides, crinkle-cut fries. The greatest value in fast and fast casual dining is a family-owned operation where the grandkids actually work in those stores. They are the American dream. They're Bud's Chicken and Seafood. And by the way, get all the dipping sauces. You get that crispy, crunchy, juicy, tender. You take that first bite and a little steam escapes like a ghost in a cartoon. And you get a little spot of grease on the corner of your lip. Oh my God, that's happiness. Bud'sChicken.com. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. 6 locations, Palm Beach County. Order ahead. You can order for pickup, order for delivery, order to pick it up in the drive-thru just to have it ready when you dine in. I dine in. So it's super crispy right there on the spot. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Bud'sChicken.com, because Bud's Chicken and Seafood is yum, yum. We come back. We'll go live to Vegas. Sports betting reporter from CBS Sports, Ben Fox, joins us. Keep it locked. It's Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3, live worldwide on the free ESPN app. And remember, on any and all smart speakers and connected devices, just tell it, play ESPN West Palm. In just a second, we're going to go live to sports betting reporter from CBS Sports, Ben Fox. Also, subscribe to his Substack. You may learn something, make some money. We'll get with Ben in just a second. Quick reminder, speaking of money, Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. It happens. But listen, if it does, call Anajar and Levine. The consultation is always free. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. You pay nothing unless you get paid. And Anajar and Levine will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine. That's Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, and a big team of litigators that fight for you. Anajar and Levine will help you to take back control of your life. Week 8 in college football. Hard to believe it. Week 7 in the NFL. And we go to our Vegas sports betting reporter, a guest this week. He joined us during Super Friday last February from CBS Sports and Ben Letza Places. Ben Fox joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC. Good morning, Ben. Appreciate the time, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure, my friend. I was looking at your Twitter earlier, and everyone should follow on Twitter. B Fox, that's F-A-W-K-E-S-2-2. Texas, this game we know is enormous. It reminds me a couple weeks ago of Alabama, Georgia. But I saw on your Twitter, this one may break records for betting action. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is a really interesting look. Anytime you have two kind of top five teams going at it, we've been lucky in the college football season, obviously, with Oregon and Ohio State in a fantastic game.
Yep.
Now we got Texas and Georgia, another big game. This is something generally the sports books want to avoid, which is that so far the public and the sharps have been on the same side, and that is Texas. Yeah. It has been a ton of Texas money. This opened around Texas minus 3.5 up to 5. Talked to a couple bookmakers, that was respected money pushing it through those numbers. And then at BetMGM, all the number one most bet public team of all the college football games is Texas minus 5 and the number one in terms of money. So again, different sports books, different things, but at a couple of different sports books, including DraftKings as well, the majority of bets are on Texas. And so this is one where, look, Georgia obviously hasn't looked necessarily the same as it has in previous seasons. People can question exactly who Texas has played and how they've looked, but they've kept it rolling, obviously, without Quinn Ewers. Now with him back, a massive, massive matchup. And the betting public and some of the sharps at those lower numbers do like Texas.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at Hard Rock Bet, which is the only way you can bet on sports in the state of Florida. And by the way, the app is perfection. And I'm looking right now at Texas minus 4.5, the money line minus 200. You're saying that we've got one of those, and we just came out of what looked like a perfect storm. Thank God it dissipated some. But one of those perfect storms for the sports book where they've got legitimate exposure liability because sharps and public squares, they're all on the same side with Texas. So the sports book now actually has to actively root against Texas and look for the dog to cover this.
Yeah, and look, this is also going to be, it's one thing if this is a, you know, I'll just throw out a game, right? A Colorado State Air Force, yeah, or something. But this is the marquee game. This is, you know, the Chiefs 49ers, right? The college equivalent.
Right.
And so it's also at night, which means that that liability is going to build up throughout the day. Texas probably thrown in parlays as well, for moneyline parlays. So there's going to be a lot going to this game, and then obviously a lot building up throughout the course of the day, a ton of handle as well still to come later today.
Yeah, and that's an important point. People remember, when it's a national game, a primetime game, not only are people chasing losses from earlier in the day, but it's on TV and everybody wants a little action. That's why they wind up betting Thursday night games and nonsense, isolated national games that they wouldn't play. Like, I'll get text messages, you know, heading into a Thursday night football game from some junk matchup. And they say, what do you like tonight? And I'll say flat out, I'll say, Ben, if this game were 1 p.m. on a Sunday, would you bet it? And almost 90%, I would guess at the time, the answer replied back to my text is, nah, I wouldn't touch this game. So why are you betting it? Because on TV, that's what's going to happen, Texas, in this spot. All right, speaking of college football, Ben Fox is joining us. Sports betting reporter, been lots of places, currently doing work with CBS Sports. And do subscribe to his Substack. On Twitter, you can get him at BFAWKES22. College football, other lopsided action, other red flags, other areas where maybe, just maybe, the public's way too in on a side. What are we looking at here for the remainder of this Saturday college football?
Yeah, interesting with the service academies, which is not something you normally would have, right? But East Carolina, this game, Army, a 16.5-point favorite, 88% of the bet at DraftKings, and the majority, around 80% of the handle, on Army. So again, just that type of game. Actually, Miami, Florida, right there, close to you guys as well. -5 over Louisville, about 80% of the bets on Miami as well. Those are a couple. Same thing with Navy, as I mentioned, Service Academy.
Crazy.
Another 16.5-point favorite. First of all, having two Service Academies to be almost 17-point favorites is rare on the same weekend, but they've been covering as well for bettors, and so that's why for Navy, for example, similar to Army, 88% of the bets, 82% of the money at DraftKings on Navy to cover that big number against Charlotte. So those are a couple.
Wow.
One other one I would point out as well is another team that I think has come onto the scene and certainly that bettors know a little more about is James Madison. They're a 9.5-point favorite at Georgia Southern. 89% of the bets, 95% of the money on James Madison to cover. And again, as we should say, the public does win, right? So I think it's always, I like to think of these as a data point. It's an interesting thing to look at. You don't 100% want to necessarily make your wager just solely on that. We obviously saw in the NFL the first couple of weeks, the public not doing very well. And then last few weeks, public has been doing much better. So it's not something, you know, in sports betting, there are no locks. It's not something that's 100% fade the public. You're going to win every time. But in general, it tends not to work out for the public very well when you have 85% of the bets, let's say, and 80%+ of the money on one side. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any sports book open.
Yeah, we've been trying to teach and preach that lesson since literally football season began. Remember, when the public is all one way, you may want to decide to take a peek the other way. And by the way, last weekend, the public finally had a good week, particularly in the NFL. But that doesn't mean that, okay, here we go. Let's all get 89%, 92% of the tickets and the handle. Let's just join that party. That's a recipe for disaster. Any major wagers you're aware of for college football this weekend? This Saturday?
Nothing. Nothing that is coming yet. I will say I think that there are certainly ebbs and flows with the sports books in terms of wanting to share those. Mm-hmm. And so we currently are in a situation where they're sharing less of those large wagers kind of beforehand, and a lot of times sharing from their own social media accounts
Interesting.
So that's right now where they're tending to go. And obviously, as reporters, our information is only based on what they're willing to give us, because we don't have access to the back end, obviously, of what bets are coming in and all that. So it's kind of, if they want to share, we're certainly open. I think people find it interesting.
Uh-huh.
And if not, then you got to follow their accounts. And certainly me and others will keep track of that as best as we can.
Sports, yeah, absolutely. They share with us what they want us to believe, not necessarily what they want us to know. Sports betting reporter, CBS Sports, and lots of places. Ben Fox joining us. Subscribe to his Substack. Follow him on Twitter, bfox22. That's at, and Fox is spelled F-A-W-K-E-S. Let's go to the NFL. Let's go tomorrow to Sunday action. Do we have any lopsided NFL games? We got some major games, obviously, Detroit, Minnesota, a Super Bowl rematch, Niners, Chiefs, and that's not even mentioning, you know, Green Bay, Houston, and that's not even mentioning what might happen with Pittsburgh and the Jets. And that, there's got to be situations, Ben, where we're looking at right now, another red flag where maybe everybody's on one side and the public needs to be aware that, hold on a second, what are we looking at there?
Yeah, I'll go a couple different places. I'd say for that Vikings-Lions game, it's a little of what we call the pros versus Joes. The Lions are going to be a public underdog, 70% of the bets, 70% of the money at DraftKings on the Lions. We've seen this line bounce around a little bit, Vikings minus 1.5, Vikings minus 2, minus 2.5. And so I have heard there is some sharp money on the Vikings at minus 1.5, minus 2 at a couple of books. Whereas the public, certainly backing the Lions, just seeing that offense, even though they lost Aiden Hutchinson for the season, just the more explosive offense, even though the Vikings are undefeated at 5-0, also coming off a bye, and the public is going to tend to bet what they saw last, and the Lions have obviously been coming on over the last couple of weeks, whereas the Vikings haven't played in a couple of weeks, and then also played that early game in London, which many people potentially didn't watch as well. So that's one. The not the biggest game on the board, but certainly one I think that the public views as a little bit of a free bingo square is the Commanders against the Panthers. Commanders, 87% of the bets right now at DraftKings, and about 80% of the money on the Commanders to cover. They're an 8-point favorite. Certainly the betting public has been lining up against the Panthers the last to start this season. But the Commanders haven't been this big of a favorite, I believe, since 2017 when they were a 12-point favorite over the Niners. So it's been a couple of years. Certainly this is not a spot they're typically in. And as good as Jaden Daniels has looked, and the Commanders have covered a lot of numbers so far this season, it's just a little bit of a different position as a big favorite of over a touchdown against obviously a bad team versus, let's say, you know, around a field goal or an underdog, which is where they've been a lot of the rest of the season. So those are two that stand out. The third I'd mention is the Bengals on the road at the Browns, another 80% of the bets on the Bengals. Obviously them getting off the schneid against the Giants, not looking particularly impressive, but getting the win. That's another big one. And the Eagles on the road, 3.5-point favorites at the Giants. Money is close 50-50, but the bets, the vast majority, 75% plus on the Eagles to cover that game.
That's great information, great insight. Ben Fox joining us, CBS Sports betting reporter and places elsewhere. Follow him on Twitter, bfox, F-A-W-K-E-S-2-2, and subscribe to his Substack so you know exactly what's happening as it happens. Ben, last thing, this past Monday night, we had a dude, I know we're going back almost a week, but we had a dude with a $10 15-leg parlay, I believe, who stood to win about $126,000 or $133,000. And I'm on Twitter begging the dude to hedge. He needed the Jets to win outright. And I said, put a little something, because the money line was only minus 130 Buffalo. Get yourself a hedge spot. I think he did eventually in the game. He didn't accept the $35,000 a cash out. But I think during the game, didn't he take like $5,000 when it looked not so great for his Jets?
I hope so. I'll be honest. I think I put that one out there, and then I was watching the game, so I wasn't necessarily following what he had what he had followed up with. Look, I think everyone does and participates in sports betting in different ways. Some people want to have that ticket and say, look, it's like the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series, right? People are betting on it every single year so that when, and it would look like if for a while it actually happens, you have that, you know, that ticket that you can cash versus being profitable, right, and making money. If you're in that position, you've put yourself in a fantastic position,
yeah,
obviously on a $10 lottery ticket bet to make a lot of money. And so, sure, if you hedge a certain amount of money, and obviously everyone has access to different amounts, et cetera, mm-hmm, but it's something you can guarantee yourself a certain amount of profit.
Well, it was 10 bucks.
It was a
$10 wager.
A 2.5-point spread or so, you could bet $50,000 and win or lose, you're going to win $50,000 or $60,000.
And so, that's exactly, Ben, I told him,
different.
Yeah, Ben, I told him flat out. I said, borrow 65 grand from, people are like, oh, you think they just want, you can borrow 65 grand from a wise guy at 3 points. And the 65 grand guarantees you $50,000 in profit. That's worst case scenario. Best case scenario is you lose the 65, you win the 135, and then you win $70,000. That's worst case, 50 grand. You got to pay 3 points at a wise guy. And there's so many new people to sports betting, and they all think they're experts. They all think they know because they've been playing parlays for 3 months. They don't understand that on a $10 wager, you can guarantee 50 grand. Yeah, you can still sweat. It's the other 20 grand you could win if, in fact, the Jets do win. It must be frustrating for you, because it's frustrating for me with all these know-it-alls. They weren't even alive the first time I made a wager in 1992. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, look, I think that a lot of the thing that I try and do as well is educate, and I think part of the reason that we're in this, you know, sports books obviously promoting parlays and all of those potential winnings and massive six-figure bets, it's important to remember that I think for bettors, when you place that wager and it's, you know, 16 legs and you win 15, you haven't won anything. And I think people tend to feel like, oh, I should win $100,000. It's like, well, you really stand to lose $10. That's the bet. You haven't won anything until it actually has cash, or like you said, you've hedged off of that. And I think that's where we've also gone down a path we want to try and reverse as much as we can on social media and other places, which is attacking athletes because the parlay didn't hit. And again, you didn't lose $100,000. You lost the chance to win $100,000. And one quarterback or someone else isn't the reason that you lost it. So like you said, I think that education, what's so interesting about hedging is that everybody does it differently. Everyone has different philosophies.
Yep.
And everyone has access to different funds. There is no right answer. It's what's right for the person.
Yeah.
But yes, there's a lot of education that needs to be done.
Except for I get people saying, well, you know, it's only 10 bucks. And I say, okay, great. Venmo me 10 bucks right now. And they go, what, are you crazy? Well, I thought it didn't matter. It's 10 bucks. It's not the 10 bucks you're going to lose. It's the $133,000 that you can get a good chunk of, guaranteed, if you just buy the other way. Follow him on Twitter, letter B, FAWKES22. It's his job. He's on top of it. He's got the number. Subscribe to his Substack. Ben Fox, thank you for the time, my man. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
Time now for our pick six on Saturday Tailgate, presented by X Golf. X Golf is everything you'd ever want, playing golf, watching games on TV, drinking, eating, having a party. The new home of indoor golf is X Golf. Listen, you can play thousands of courses around the planet. You got your own big screen 4K Ultra HD TV at your bay to watch whatever you want. You're inside. There's no weather concerns. Perfect place to go for a little fun, play a little golf, and not just hitting balls mindlessly, but actually playing, chipping, short game, putting, finishing up. Well, they bring you great food. And the ex-golf girls, by the way, are outstanding. And cocktails, and they party, and Wednesday night is ladies' night. All the information you'd want is on Instagram, xgolfwpb. Follow them on Instagram right now. They're a great follow, too, by the way. And if you're thinking of having a charity golf tournament, why have it at some course where there's carts and people are spread out everywhere and you can't find them? You could have them all in the same big room. We can go bay to bay and see your people. That would be X Golf, right off of I-95 on Okeechobee Boulevard. X Golf. X marks the spot. X Golf is the new home of golf. Indoor golf. X Golf WPB on Instagram. How did we do last week, Damian Perez?
We did pretty well. I went 4-1, and I believe you went 3-2.
We only did five games in the pick six.
5-1 and 4-2.
5-1, 4-2.
Yep.
You beat me by a game?
Yep.
Won't happen this week. Let's get started. Bama at Tennessee. The Volunteers are a 3-point home dog. Who you got?
Give me the favorite. Bama covers this. Bama minus three.
All right, you're keeping score. I'm not. I'll take Tennessee. Give me the Vols. Give me Rocky Top, home dog. Here we go. Georgia at Texas. The Longhorns, that Fugazi five-point favorite. Damian, who you got?
Georgia, they couldn't beat Bama, and they won't be able to beat Texas. Give me Texas minus five.
I'm going to take the Bulldogs. There's no way they got two losses before Halloween. Trick or treat. They're coming to take the candy at Texas. Georgia plus the five. I'm not saying they'll win necessarily, but they're inside that number. Sunday, NFL. This one is huge. The Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers. Packers minus 2.5. Who you got?
This is a gift of a line. Give me the underdog.
I'm sorry. Detroit at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings minus 1.5. I'm sorry. Detroit Lions at Minnesota. Minnesota minus 1.5. Who you got?
Still a gift of a line.
Don't
Detroit,
mind me.
Detroit, give me the underdogs. Detroit plus 1.5.
Lions win this game. The public's all over. I get it. We're taking the Lions. Houston Texans at Green Bay. The Packers minus 2.5 to the Texans. Who you got?
This is a tough one for me, but I'm going to go Houston. I'm going to go the underdog Houston.
I wish. Jordan Love too much here. Green Bay covers that 2.5. Rematch, Super Bowl, Kansas City at San Francisco. Niners minus 1.5. A rare spot where the Chiefs are a dog. Who you got?
We got a team in the Chiefs that always finds a way to win games. Give me the Chiefs plus 1.5.
Patrick Mahomes, last 13 is an underdog. 11-1-1. 11 wins, cover. One loss and one push against the spread. Give me the Niners. The Niners win this game. Sorry, Chiefs, your perfect record is gone. The Jets at Steelers. Sunday Night Football. Russell Wilson likely to get this start. At least get snaps. Probably the start. Steelers, 2-point home dog. How does it make sense the 2-4 team is a road favorite to the 4-2 team? Who you got?
I mean, the Jets just got Davante Adams. I think Pittsburgh would have more of a chance if they start Justin Fields. Give me the Jets, minus 2.
And what you just said there about they just got Davante Adams, that's why the line's a little fugazi. That's Joe Fortenbaugh, Carlin versus Joe on ESPN 106.3 at noon. You'll understand. When you get that player, there's that little fake bump, that overcorrection of, oh, excitement. Don't take that bait. It might be rat poison. Steelers are going to beat the Jets.
Wow.
Steelers are going to beat the Jets.
I mean, home dogs, you can never go wrong betting on the home dog, in my opinion.
Well, no, you can go wrong. Trust me. Saturday tailgate, pick six, presented by X-Golf. X-Golf WPB on Instagram. Might be a nice activity on a rainy afternoon. Play a little golf inside. Have a few beverages. A little something to eat. Enjoy yourself. West Palm Beach, just off I-95. Thank you, X-Golf. Coming up, when we return, our Twin Peaks fight picks. And also, we got your Hard Rock bet, easy money, teaser play. Did my teaser win again last week?
Did it?
I'm asking you.
You know what? I trust you. I think it did.
But before that, I want you to hear this. It's a brand new segment on the show called What the Hell Did You Just Say?
What the hell did you just say?
Tom Curran on NBC Sports Boston was about to introduce Kayla Burton, who is an attractive young woman who's an anchor on that channel. And he was talking about pieces of the New England Patriots. Listen to what he said and how he caught himself from getting canceled for life. Listen to this.
He's carrying a lot in the way that Mac Jones didn't. Mac Jones was a piece. May is the piece. Speaking of, no, I don't want to say that. Anyway, get in here, Kayla.
I was wondering where that was going.
I know.
I was wondering where it was going.
Wow.
Peace.
Whoa. How you doing, kid?
Of the show. Good. How you doing?
Wow. That almost got really nasty.
I think her reaction kind of saved the situation.
She helped. Yes, she sure did. Coming up, we'll get you your Hard Rock bet, easy money, and your Twin Peaks fight picks. Speaking of Twin Peaks, each drink, scene, if used, 29-degree beer, made from scratch, favorites, and of course, never a cover for UFC fights. Never a cover to watch, including today's Battle of the Giants, the PFL, the return of Francis Ngannou, the return of Chris Cyborg. We got big fights on this PFL card. Why pay for it when you go to Twin Peaks, watch all the college football, watch everything in sports, and watch the MMA for free. Never pay a cover. Each drink, scene of use, 29-degree beer, happy hour, weekdays, new menu items, the Twin Peaks girls, and, of course, Twin Peaks hospitality. Pembroke Pine, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie, and just off of I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. It is Twin Peaks. Perfect today for the MMA, the PFL. That's a huge fight card, by the way. That's a UFC plus pay-per-view type quality fight card. Francis Ngannou returns. We got your Twin Peaks fight picks for the UFC as well coming up next. And your Hard Rock bet, easy money. It's a teaser play again, so I can stay hot. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks. And bonus, by the way, PFL super fights, throwing those in. Each drink, scenic views, 29-degree beer. It is Twin Peaks. For the UFC fight card, first fight of the night, Robeles D. Let's get him inside the D, ITD. Let's get him to win this fight inside the distance. For the PFL card, I like Johnny Emblem in the third from the top. Chris Cyborg is a plus 125 dog to Larissa Pacheco for good reason. Pacheco wins. Go chalk there. And Francis Ngannou minus 245. He wins the main event of the evening. Welcome back, big man. It's great to have you back in it. Speaking of making money, it is time now for a Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play of the Week.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
Download Hard Rock Bet if you already haven't. Remember, your first bet, you can get back up to $100 in bonus bet if it doesn't win. The new Flex Parlay is awesome with Hard Rock Bet, meaning you don't have to hit every leg. You maybe miss one, you can still get paid. And you can choose how much that you want to win on those parlays. You can slide the scale. Remember, download from the App Store, Google Play Store, hardrock.bet. Hard Rock Bet. You can set up quick and easy. Fund it with your PayPal, your Venmo, credit cards, and get paid just as easy. Live wager parlays, nothing better than betting football with Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Here it is. It's my four-team, 10-point football teaser. You got to get all four right, but you get to move the point spread 10 points each. Let's go Detroit Lions plus 11.5. Let's make the Houston Texans plus 12.5. Let's make Buffalo plus 1. And let's go Pittsburgh Steelers at home, a plus 12.5 point spot. You like it?
I love that, actually.
I thought you might. Hard Rock Bet. By the way, betting live betting baseball, awesome on Hard Rock Bet as well. All right, kids, that'll do it for us. Remember, subscribe to my new show on YouTube, Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Brand new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You will love it. It is blowing up huge. And we are back here again next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Remember, every day above ground is a good day. Saturdays remain for the boys. Enjoy the football. See you here on Saturday.